Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I got a charge on my account, which was done on, let's see, well, it was back I guess sometime in January, and I called and y'all corrected it and took it off. I don't see a date on here. Well, this is dated for March the 2nd. It was a deposit made back to my account for $44.92, but then it showed back up again on my debit on February 28th that y'all took out another debit on it, and I was thinking this was supposed to have been stopped.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
32413.
Right, what's your first and last name?
Cindy Ransdell, and it's RANSDELL.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 108 Heather Drive, Panama City Beach, Florida, 32413.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I just see it was canceled out through the Bite Tub for the Dyson vacuum. And let me check to see what happened. So it looks like here it's showing when it was canceled on March the 1st, there was also a refund of $44.92, and then you're saying that you got that, but you're also seeing that it was rebilled on what date was that?
It's on February 28th for $59.89.
59.89. All right, so it looks like what happened, whenever you called in to cancel this on March the 1st, you already billed the $59.89, and that's what they applied the refund to.
Okay, and not to the original one. They didn't send back the $44.92.
No, ma'am. Did you sign up for this to get that? Did you take the survey to get that prize?
I didn't finish it when it said that I had to send in a credit card something. I didn't finish it. I just backed out of it. I tried to get out of everything, but I couldn't get out of it. So I just backed out of it and cleared it. I don't even know what the prize is. I didn't want it, whatever it was, but I never did.
Well, I'm not sure what happened, but do you have auto refill? Because somehow your information was entered. That's why you were billed.
So yeah, I do have autofill.
Yeah, so apparently, probably when you it probably automatically filled it for you. Probably would. So when you try to back out, of course, I think it just automatically submits it for you.
Because I get into these all the time. They say, "Oh, we're going to give this to you free," and then when you get to the end of it, they want your credit card to pay for shipping and handling. And I'm like, "I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this." And then I try to get out of it, and I can't.
Oh God. Well, you better take that auto refill off your phone then.
I think I will.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Yeah, they didn't bill you again. It's just you probably thought the refund was going towards the first one. But it went towards the second one. Then I guess you saw the billing and you thought they had billed you, but no.
Well, it's okay, because these are, one of them is under deposits and credits, which was for $44.92, and that showed up as a deposit and a credit. But then on the debit side, debit card transactions on February 28th. It says $59.89. So what I took it as is that they refunded the $44 because that came back into my account, but now $59.89 has gone out of my account.
Well, that was charged here on the 25th of February.
Okay.
So you probably just hadn't got your bill to see that it was already billed.
Okay, so I'm not getting anything else back?
No, just the $44 is all it's showing.
So y'all keeping my $59.89?
No, the $59.89 was already billed. That's what they applied their refund to. But you probably just didn't know it was already billed. It's probably, you probably just not seeing it on your statement.
Okay, I'm really not following you, because what I'm looking at doesn't look like what you're saying, and so I just, all that I know that I've gotten back was 44, whatever the first one was,
that
the 44
is correct,
something.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm not getting back the 59.
No, because that's what was applied to it.
What was applied to it?
The refund that you got for the 44, they did it on that charge. But of course, you're still going to have the charge because you were billed.
I'm not understanding any. I don't understand what you're trying to tell me, because that doesn't.
Okay, when you called in to cancel, you were already billed $59.89. So when they applied their refund, they applied it to that. But of course, you were already billed. So of course, it's going to show a reversal, and then you have the charge.
Okay. But I'm sorry, it still doesn't make any sense at all to me, because, I mean, I'm looking at...
I understand what you're saying.
So the charge was $59.89, and then all they did was refund the $44-something.
Correct.
And it didn't go into my account, or it did go into my account? I guess it did go into my account. And so that left me with, what, $15 that isn't covered, or I'm just lost $15.
Correct.
Is basically what that means. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. It just looked like to me that, you know. Okay. All right. I finally get it, I think. I'm sorry.
No. Everybody does. They're confused when they get. Some people think when they get a credit, it's a charge. They're confused. So I definitely understand.
Okay, I got it. I have to write that down so when I look at this again, I won't go crazy. I got another one on here that I have no idea what in Sam Hill it is either. So I'm trying to figure out that one too. My dad paid for somebody's newspaper for 7 years.
He
never looked
at
his bank statement. Yeah, he never looked at his bank statement to see what he was doing.
What?
He was in his 90s, and he just didn't pay any attention to it.
Well, I can see why he didn't if he was in his 90s.
Yeah. And I'm not, so I'm still trying to do it, but I'm sure when I get there, I won't be paying any attention to it either. Oh, look, I got a new refrigerator and a microwave and a new TV. Well, that was nice of them to send that to me.
I know. And don't even know you're paying for it. I know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.